welcome back to the Mystery Files
podcast.
I'm Logan,
and I'm Tiffany,
and welcome back. We are back with season 8, episode 4, back at you, live in action.
So excited to be here. I've missed you. We've missed you out there.
We haven't done the show in a minute, but I also said this when I first came in. I just haven't seen you in general.
I know. So we're about to catch up. Uh-huh. I feel like there's some stories I've been saving for you, but I'm like, really? I wonder if I've already told you some of them. So if I repeat them, my bad.
I'll just act shocked. So like the audience is like, wow. Like I'll be like the audience, placebo. No, that's not the word.
Placebo.
What's it called? The audience surrogate? Yeah, that's what it's called.
Yeah.
Right? Isn't it? Like
a surrogate?
Yeah, like when the audience has a person, like a character, like, oh, I can relate to this person.
Sure.
I'm that for our audience, because yeah. I'm the most loved of the podcast.
I think you should look in the mirror and reconsider.
Wait, I was going to ask.
They love me, yeah.
I was going to ask you.
Yeah.
Do you see TikToks about Emergency Intercom at all? That podcast?
I don't think. Who is that?
Okay. They're this girl and gay boy, like, duo.
Wait! I think I might have seen you repost them.
They are us, by the way. I literally was like, this is just the Mystery Files. This is so funny. So I'm just like, every time I'm like, because they're nonsensical and they say absolute nothing sometimes. And I'm like,
they're saying crazy stuff.
Mm-hmm. And he's always like, he always is, I don't know their names, but the guy's always like doing this. He's getting up on like one.
Oh my gosh.
Like,
showing his old knee.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Sitting in silly positions.
Yeah. We should do that more. I mean, no one would see it if they're listening to us on their car ride, but we could explain it to them. Like, hey guys.
If you want to know, I'm sitting, my toes are interlocked.
Are they? No, they are. Wait, why are your toes gripping the table?
That's how they are, Logan. Stop looking at them. For free? No.
You're going to be on Wikifeet one day. Isn't that crazy?
No one out there is going to see it.
If we get popular enough, we're going to have Wikifeet pages.
I don't
like
think
everyone has
a
Wikifeet page.
I don't think they're going to get access to my dogs. Personally, I don't think.
The moment we're like so viral, like if we're like just so popular, I'm gonna like start putting the dogs out, and then we're gonna put it behind a paywall.
Uh-huh. That's the thing. I'm like, it's not going on Wikifeet. Someone better pay. If my feet are gonna be somewhere,
yeah,
you can pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
You can pay for it.
Yeah, I think that'd be fine, right? Like a little bit of like a. Didn't you say you saw someone who listens to podcasts? Wasn't it Sammy?
Yes.
It was Sammy, right?
Oh my gosh, I was like just awestruck. I was inside of the little store Avalon. I was there with some of my work pals and just like looking at little things, and someone goes, I listen to your podcast. And I was like, you listen to my podcast. And I like kept trying to verify they were actually talking to me.
Yeah, you were like, are you sure?
Me, Tiffany.
You're positive.
And they're like, yeah, the Mystery Files. I was like, holy smokes, like That's crazy, for real. And then they said their name was Sammy and that they know you from choir.
Yeah, I don't know if you did choir with them or not.
We were trying to figure it out. I don't think we overlapped times in the same chorus, but I think it was like right after I left for the first time.
That's so cool. I can't see the case.
I'm hiding the case. I saw my screen flicker a little bit from the corner of my eye. You can't know my secret just yet.
Well, thank you, Sammy, for listening. That's so nice.
Thank you, Sammy. She was so sweet about it, too. So
we have so many, like, not that I care necessarily, but we have so many like sleeper fans, like people that just kind of like hit us up like when they want to, and I think that's kind of nice to know that we're
so sweet
doing stuff.
Yes, it makes my heart happy when someone's like, we listen. I'm like, you do? For real, like we spent so much love and time for this, so like thanks.
Which just again to say, like, thank you guys for just like always supporting us. I was just telling Tiffany before we started, our viewership has gone up like crazy. The TikTok's doing well, the YouTube's doing well. Like things are just, we appreciate it. Like,
things
it's
are looking
cool.
Good.
It's cool that these old timers that talk show hosting are getting something.
We're here. We're thriving. We're surviving. Love it.
Oh my God. So last week, last episode.
Basically
last week.
I remember.
Flat Earth theories. So, we're just like so funny.
It's going to be the same thing I'm thinking. You talk.
Probably not.
Yeah.
So, Danielle, for everyone that doesn't know, if you haven't counted up. Danielle, my roommate, good friend of ours,
best
friend of the pod,
personal friend.
I told her about how we did flat earth theories. Yeah. And I was telling her some of the jokes we were talking about. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if you remember, but Daniel hates flat earth theorists.
Yes, I'm aware.
She literally, I was telling her jokes like we were both making. And she was like, but Tiffany wasn't being for real though, was she? She wasn't, right?
To keep confirming.
Like, I was told, like, I clarified that you were joking. And she was just like,
what's it from our TikTok? Because we also had a comment. And
yes! I love that comment so much!
They were so cute. They were, like, trying to be like, do you actually believe this? They were being so sincere. But, like, you know how you can't, like, read the tone of it?
Because it sounded mean.
Yeah. I thought at first they were like, ew, do you really believe this? And then I was like, no, haha, it's a joke. And they were like, oh, that's hilarious. Like, they're so cute.
But then, wait, did you see the second comment after that?
No.
Okay, they said, oh, wait, like, would you say that that's so cute?
I said something like that. I don't remember specifics.
They were just like... They said, oh, haha, like, okay. And then a week went by without them commenting on it. And then a week later, they replied to that comment and was like, that's really funny. Like,
oh,
it took them like a week and a half to get our joke.
Oh,
I love that person.
I think that's comedy.
So much.
That's just what comedy is.
But the fact that he wanted to support us and he came back a week later to leave a reply and be like, good job.
That's a real one. Thank you. Love you the most. Don't remember your name on TikTok, but bless your little heart.
Bless your soul. I don't even know if they follow us, but it's so nice that they thought of us. That was so funny to me.
Oh my gosh. Also, I have one small update.
Okay.
Because it has nothing to do with this case, but I feel like the world deserves to know if I've not told you yet.
Uh-huh.
I had my first real sleep paralysis experience.
Like real? When?
Real in terms of I saw something in my bedroom. It was maybe, like, 2 weeks ago, and I, like, told people at work about it because I was really scared, but I was sleeping in my bedroom, and then I woke up in the middle of the night, and I saw a tall figure and a short figure standing at the foot of my bed watching me. It wasn't the Hat Man, though, so don't get your hopes up, but, like...
Tiffany, you're hitting the checklist of the Mystery Files podcast where you have to tell a terrifying story about your dream.
I know.
But now this time, it's awake.
I'm actually awake. And, like, the thing is, I got really scared, and I tried to wake Benjamin up, but he wasn't waking up, and I was like, well, I don't want to freak him out too
much.
What's
a husband for, then?
What's up? Well, because I'm like, he gets more scared with stuff than I do, so I was like, I can't let him think there's a demon in the bedroom right now.
Right.
So then I went back to sleep, and I saw it again when I woke up, and I was like... I can't see this anymore. But then I woke up in the morning and it was gone.
So you couldn't make out what it looked like, though? It was just like a shadow?
It was just like I saw two shadow figures, humanoid looking, standing at the foot of my bed.
Mm-mm.
But they didn't have hats. I was really hoping if I was going to see one, it could have been the Hat Man. But like...
When was this?
Maybe like 2 weeks ago.
That's insane.
It's also... It led me to... I don't know if I told you I cleansed my bedroom. With Florida water.
What?
I didn't listen. I work with this witchy girl, and she said there's this thing called Florida water.
It's from Disney World Resort.
I don't know where it's from. I just know it's called Florida water, but I don't think it's actual Floridian water. Like, I don't know the situation. I don't know. I bought it on Amazon, and it came in a pack of two. But I was literally, imagine me home alone during the day. Benjamin's gone. I'm like sprinkling this water around my bedroom, being like, good vibes only. No scary
ghosts. Were you saying good vibes only?
Yes, out loud. Out loud. I was like, if you are a demon, please leave my bedroom. The demon's gone when I'm
like a Target home decor section.
That's what it felt like. I'm like, I feel silly saying this out loud, but like, I better stop seeing stuff real quick. So I was like, please, if you're not good vibes, please get out of my bedroom. And I've been kind of okay. I mean, I'm still a few nightmares here and there.
Have you had less nightmares because you got Florida water?
I feel like it hasn't been long enough to tell yet.
Okay, you'll have to give us an update next
but
episode.
But I haven't
that's
seen my
crazy.
Sleep paralysis thing again, so gross.
There you go. That's crazy.
But yeah, that's my update in terms of what I've been seeing.
I can't get over that it's Florida water. I don't understand.
Like, I haven't either.
So many more questions.
I just know it's like, can cleanse places. I think I gave one to Lexi, though.
You had a spare one.
It came with two in the pack. I gave one to my friend Lexi because her sister's new house is scary. So I gave her some to help. But
that's insane.
Yeah, that's my update. Has nothing to do with this case, though. I mean, maybe it could if you really are looking for that. But
Do you want to get into this week's case? I feel like that's a good old little...
I do.
Okay, I'm excited. It's been so long.
To preface? I don't know the actual word. We've already done a collection. Can you guess what this might be?
We've done a collection
of
this?
We have two other
episodes
of these kinds. I feel like you can guess at this point, maybe.
Two other things of this kind.
Very specific series, if you will.
Oh!
Guess.
Warren Files?
Yeah. So, before we do a little drum roll, just, we have done a whole series so far, two episodes of the Warren Files. Ed and Lorraine Warren are ghost hunters, so we have, like, different locations they've gone to. So we have the Amityville Horror House, which we did.
Great episode.
And then also the Conjuring House, which is, like, the Perrin family two-part episode we have.
Two-part episode.
So.
Okay.
This is the third installment before I introduce the case. I just wanted to let you just think for a second, what could the next one be? So, yeah. Do you have a guess? You don't have to guess, but it'd be funny if you did.
I do, but maybe I should, like, hear you say it. And, like, maybe I could say it at the end with you. Maybe
yes.
If I know what I think it is. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. It's fine.
Let me think of how I'm going to phrase this.
Okay. Are you ready?
Okay. This week on The Mystery Files, I'm presenting the case of the true story of the haunting in Connecticut.
Nope. Not what I thought.
What did you think?
Wait, so repeat that for the audience.
Oh, it's the true story behind the haunting of Connecticut.
I thought you were going to do Annabelle.
Oh,
like,
well,
little doll.
Yeah. I feel like that might have to be, like, a mini episode or something.
I
don't think there's a ton.
The Haunting of Connecticut?
You ever watch that movie?
Is it called The Haunting of Connecticut?
Yeah!
No, I have it's not.
It's literally called The Haunting of Connecticut.
I've never seen it.
Yeah, more specifically, this is, like, the case of the haunting of the Snedeker family, and I think I'm saying that right. I really tried to look into it to make sure I'm saying this name right, but...
My cousin's from Connecticut.
Connecticut's so scary for what?
Yeah.
Like, why?
I haven't heard from her in a while.
You better, after this episode, give a little ring, because can't be sending Connecticut vibes over there. But yeah, it's The Haunting of Connecticut.
Okay.
You really never seen the movie?
No, I don't know what that is.
You're gonna love this
Spoilers
one.
Spoilers for The Haunting of Connecticut, everybody.
Literally.
I'll never get to watch it.
Well, there's things that are in the movie that aren't a part of the actual case. So, like,
what?
It's a real case. But
you're
the
telling
movie,
me movies lie?
The movie took some creative liberty. I mean, a lot of it is still true, but, like, the family was
excited.
Like, I don't know if I like that. Nah.
You're talking about having sleep paralysis, and now we're talking about The Haunting of Connecticut.
Yeah, so, like, you could say there's sleep paralysis vibes, but, like, this is just ghosty vibes. So
I'm excited.
But,
yay.
Yes, let me get into my little intro for you, loves.
Now she can show her screen now.
Now I can turn on my brightness since Logan can look at it. Let me arrange myself. Sorry if I'm hitting the mic. Okay. Let me zoom in for my little old eyes.
Bad eyes.
Okay. I would like to thank three different websites I got my sources
from.
Yeah,
she's citing her sources.
We've got allthat'sinteresting.com, people.com, and terror29.com.
Terror 29?
That's the website.
What
I
happened
don't know.
To Terror 28?
All the other 28. They're so terrifying. I don't know. Okay, you ready? I have a nice little intro to set the scene, so okay. Close your eyes. You press play to begin watching a film, and you see these five words, based on a true story. At first, you're skeptical. How could something this horrifying and supernatural actually happen to someone? How much of it is actually true, and how much was made up for entertainment purposes? You would not be the only ones to question the authenticity of this film, or this story for that matter.
Ooh.
Many people have wondered how truthful the family involved in this incident have been to news outlets and reporters because they apparently stayed at the terrifying house for 2 years after the hauntings and their stories, so a lot of it doesn't often line up correctly. Before going into this more, let's start from the beginning.
Ooh.
The year is 1986. The Snedeker family were like any other middle-class American family. The family included Carmen Reed, her husband, Alan Snedeker, and their four children, Philip, Bradley, Alan Jr., and Jennifer.
Who's the first Alan? Is the dad Alan?
Yeah. Alan Snedeker.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, and then Alan Jr.
Alan Jr.
And they also had a kid named Jennifer. And cooler. Carmen's niece, Tammy, also lived with the family. So you gotta really paint the picture. We got the four kids and then a fifth kid, Tammy, who lived with
honorary
them.
Sibling.
Honorary.
Who will never feel as loved. I'm just kidding.
But at a young age, Philip was diagnosed with Hodgkin's lymphoma, a type of cancer that affects the body's lymphatic system. So because of Philip's diagnosis, the Snedeker family often had to travel long distances from their home to the Yukon Hospital for treatment. So eventually, the family felt that it would be better to move closer to the hospital so that Philip would not have to suffer through long and painful car rides.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So the search began for a large home, obviously, enough to house the Snedeker family. And soon, they found what they were looking for at 208 Meriden Avenue. So they find this beautiful house.
I've heard of Meriden Avenue before. Probably because of the movie, but...
Maybe it's because it sounds... I'm not going to dox you, but it sounds similar to the street you live on back home.
Oh, probably.
I was like, I'm not... I think... Yeah.
It's fine. My dad's there. I'm not there.
It's not Meriden Avenue, so don't even try. The 5-bedroom, 2-bathroom home provided plenty of space for the family, and so on. June 30th, 1986, the Snedekers signed a lease and moved into the home. The move-in process seemed seamless for the Snedekers. The children picked their bedrooms with minimal arguments, and the family loaded their belongings into the house smoothly. So, like, they have a beautiful, nice, smooth move-in process. It's all going good.
They didn't have Florida water,
though. They didn't have Florida water, so that might be where they went wrong. So everything,
they didn't have Amazon.
They didn't have Amazon back in 1986. Get some help. So everything seemed normal until Carmen made a disturbing discovery in the home's basement. Bam, bam, bam! Laying among dusty boxes and old furniture were funerary items.
What?
Yeah, the family claimed that the basement had bloodied furniture, embalming equipment, and other materials necessary to run a mortuary. The mortuary tools included a chain and pulley casket lift and a blood drainage pit. So the family had...
moved into a funeral
home.
They
moved into a funeral home. With a basement that was still, like, had all the active equipment.
They didn't get to look at the basement first? They didn't think to look at the basement first?
We'll learn.
Ooh, okay.
But the thing is, it's like, they left bloodied equipment in this basement. That is so...
It couldn't have been, like... Bloody, right? Like, fresh blood? It had to be, like, dried blood,
it
right?
Like,
rusty,
yeah,
probably?
Yeah, like, old blood. But it's, okay. Like, still, it's
yeah.
an issue to have
I mean,
bloodied
no, that's
items
still, that's still
around.
Concerning, but it's not, like, red,
yeah.
inky, new blood.
It's all dried up.
Oh,
dried
that's
up.
Worse,
but,
maybe.
Like, having all that stuff in your basement and, like, not knowing, that's not it. So, according to the 2002 documentary about this case, A Haunting in Connecticut, Carmen's the mother, stated that she had no idea the home had once been a funeral parlor. When she toured the home, Carmen said that she was unable to enter the basement because renovators had blocked the doorway with materials.
Liars! So they lied.
So Carmen confirmed that the
you
house...
You could sue for that. Can you? Sorry.
You should.
You could sue, couldn't you?
Like, we get into it a little bit. But,
okay,
like,
okay.
You should be able to sue. Especially for a funeral home with bloody equipment in your basement. You should. Literally, the fact there's a blood drainage pit in your basement is an issue.
Yeah.
Ew, where's it draining to? I can't think about that. Carmen confirmed that the house was once a funeral home by contacting Daryl Kern, the home's owner. Kern stated the property was once the Holland funeral home and had been in operation for decades, though he claimed that he told the family about this before they moved in, as per a 1992 piece in the Hartford Courant. So, like, there was this newspaper that said, like, this guy said that it was a funeral home before. So there's some, like, contradiction between the two parties.
What if he was, like, given the tour, and he's like, yeah, so here and around here, oh, here's a renovation area, it's a funeral home,
and then
go
over
here.
Yeah,
like,
he said it, like, in a little whisper.
Like, a little whisper, or, like, how those bitters talk really fast. He said just really fast. Like, anyway, look over here, look at this nice kitchen.
He was like, oh, yeah, beautiful home, a funeral home.
Girl.
And also, we would like to show you the basement. Not the basement, we'd like to show you the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's being renovated. So.
There's no way. Even if they knew that it was a funeral home, why would all the equipment still be there?
Yeah.
As a real estate person.
Mm-hmm.
Get rid of it.
What do you mean? I want to look up the actual...
Why was he too lazy to, like, take it out? Don't you want to make a sale and not have problems?
Maybe he didn't want to go in the basement either, but, like, look in the house you're getting
Unless
rid of.
I thought it was, like, a silly little prank. Like, funeral equipment.
I'm going to show you the house so you can get an idea. I mean, to be fair.
Terrifying.
It doesn't really look like a funeral parlor. It kind of looks like the house from Home Alone, but smaller.
It looks like a funeral parlor on this side, though. Like, that little awning on the side.
There's, like, a side of the house that
yeah.
kind of looks like.
That's
maybe.
That's, like, where I'd mourn, like, my grandmother or something.
Maybe, like, in a small town, this could be, like, funeral parlor vibes. But it really does kind of just look like the Home Alone house, but little.
I see that.
Like, just
yeah.
a white house.
It is normal. It's a nice looking house.
Yeah, unless you look at the pictures with blood coming down and to be afraid of. But like,
insane.
Stop, look at that. Teehee, I'll put this little picture in at the end because it's really cute. It's just blood coming down the house with Ed and Lorraine Warren sitting on top of it. I kind of love it. But yeah, so obviously this disturbing fact did not prevent Carmen's sons get ready for this.
Okay.
Philip and Bradley from claiming the basement as their own bedroom. So Philip and Bradley were like, yeah, it's not an issue.
Boys
like,
will be boys.
Boys will be boys. Let's live in the bloody basement. That's really fun.
They're from the United Kingdom. Let's live in the bloody place.
Let's live in the bloody basement, Philip. Come on now.
Come on, Philip.
There's a blood drainage pit back in the back.
Oh, bloody hell.
I think it'll be cute to put the little bookshelf over there. Why are they British in Connecticut? Also, why is Connecticut spelled like that? Why is it spelled with a C? Like C-O-N-N-E-C-T?
Connecticut? I-C-U-T?
Connecticut. That's how it's spelled, but you don't pronounce the C.
Mm,
you know what I mean? Like, why is it spelled like that? It makes me so mad. But yeah, they decided they wanted to live.
Haunted.
That's what they deserve it at this point. But like, so, okay, yeah, they decided this is going to be their bedroom. Willingly were like, yeah, it's pretty big in there. Let's take that one. Knowing what it was. So, as the oldest Snedeker children, Philip and Bradley wanted a private space of their own, and the basement was spacious compared to the smaller rooms on the upper floors. So, Philip and Bradley reportedly slept in the casket display room down the hall from the embalming room!
That's really funny. That's kind of funny.
That's horrifying.
That's so little brother mentality.
Yeah.
That's so, like, I'm a young kid.
Mm-hmm.
That's funny.
Like a little casket room. And when I was putting this case together, my brain was like, casket room. They must be sleeping inside of caskets. They're not sleeping inside. But, like, my brain.
It's like the room where, like, they put the caskets?
Yeah. Yeah.
Casket, I mean, I saw that, too. Like, vampires. Like this.
Yeah, they're like, I want the casket crossed room. Like, unused caskets for beds. But, like...
That's so funny. This is, like, a comedy right now. I know it might get worse,
like,
but it's...
I would like to sleep in the casket, love, but not for dying purposes.
That's how you know your kid's, like, Satan or something. Like, Mommy, I would like the funeral parlor.
I would like to be in the parlor. I'd like to sleep close to the embalming room. I don't think I could sleep close to an embalming room. I mean, I couldn't sleep in this entire place, but, like... An embalming room? Mm-hmm. Absolutely not. So, in addition to mortuary equipment, the Snedekers, oh god, also found images of the deceased on the property. So, they found pictures of dead people on the property. I mean, I know it was a
that
funeral home, but like,
yeah,
you don't want to see that. You don't want reminded of what the past of this house was.
Like, archived, like, pictures or something like that from, like, past families and stuff. That's insane.
Yeah, and according to this article called Chasing the Frog, Carmen Snedeker said there were a couple of photos in the home, but there were also many toe tags and a head tag. There were other personal items of the deceased. So, like, do you know, like, the little tags they'll put around, like, a dead person's toe?
Yeah.
To be like, this person. To document this person. But there are a bunch of those tags laying around and then just items of, like, dead people laying around.
Which, okay, this is off topic, but on it. This might be a little morbid to say.
Yeah.
But I always get really creeped out when I see, like, the toe tags on people, because I'm just imagining a string around, like, your toe.
Ew,
like, if you're alive.
There.
Yeah, like,
ew.
I just, I don't know why, but just for me, I'm like...
But also, like, I mean, I know they're dead, but, like, I hate that they couldn't take it off. Like...
Yeah, like, let it be comfy.
That thing's just jammed on your toe, that's not coming off.
Yeah, like, that's what I'm worried about. What if I was still alive? Not being about to die would be my worst fear.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be the itchiness of a string on my toe.
And sometimes it's even just, like, a metal-looking tag thing that's just, like, wrapped around your toe.
Oh, no.
But, like, it's below, like, the little tip of your toe, so, like, you couldn't get it off. It's like a ring. Like, imagine this is my toe tag. It's just my finger. It's just my ring. I don't like
it. No one wanted to clean this place up. This is crazy.
Why would they leave this stuff? Everyone else is like, we don't want to deal with it either. It was the 80s. 1986.
It was the 80s.
It was a different time. It was 1986. They say, woohoo. So, the most horrifying aspects of this story are the intense and often violent interactions the Snedekers would soon have with the paranormal. So, the paranormal activity in the home started the night the family moved into the home and targeted Philip more than the other family members. So, Philip is the kid that has...
Philip's one of the brothers that, Wait, no, you go first. He's the kid...
He's the kid that has cancer.
Okay.
So, he's
Is
sick.
He one of the people who lives in the basement?
Yes.
Okay.
Close
That's
to the embalming room.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
So, like, already not doing good, keep in mind.
Yeah.
It targets him. So, Philip's personality began to change, and it was little things at first, his interests and his tastes in things. He then began to wear leather and developed an interest in the occult, and he began to write dark poetry. I'm not going to talk about the poetry he made, because it's
okay.
Really disturbing, but I will tell you after the show, but I don't want to talk about it on here. But it's very dark.
You could, like, take a quick Google, guys, if you like. If you feel like you are comfortable enough, trigger-wise, to, like, look at it.
Yes.
Just
there's
be warned.
And, like, there's other stuff in this case I'm not going to say specifics of, but there's another level to them that I'm not going to discuss, but if you're interested, you can go ahead and look that up. But I'm not talking about it. Just to let you know.
Keep it
so good. We'll keep it chill on this. Just ghosty scary. So Philip then complained almost immediately of hearing voices and odd sounds. At one point, he described seeing shadow figures. Okay, so I forgot there were shadow figures in this. Sorry about that, but...
As soon as you see a shadow figure, it's over.
I saw a shadow figure!
I'm sorry! I saw a shadow figure and I'm fine. Hello?
Are you... I literally can't. But I saw two of them, so I'm gonna, like, double whammy to, like, be possessed. Like, I don't think I can deal with that, personally. I don't know. But yeah, this kid started seeing shadow figures.
Of course.
And then he also saw a man wearing a pinstriped suit with white hair.
Ooh.
So, like, very visually disturbing, scary vibes.
It was George Washington.
It was George Washington in a pinstriped suit. So the man would skulk and stare at him while he slept. And one night, he screamed, having seen bodies upon bodies stacked into the wall. So, like, this kid starts, like...
Catacomb.
Starts, like, seeing stuff. Catacomb vibes. But, like, he saw dead bodies stacked in the wall in his room. So it kind of, like, begs to differ. Like, is it some sort of, like, hallucinogenic paranormal thing?
Probably.
That he's, like, seeing this stuff because...
I mean, that's probably where they used to be.
Yeah.
Because if you think about, like,
ooh, in the walls.
Yeah. This is a little morbid, but, like, if do you know the Devil's Den in Gettysburg?
No, I do not.
So, okay.
I don't know Gettysburg.
Quick lesson for all of you. Yes. So Devil's Den in Gettysburg is this giant rock formation that people were there during that battle. Mm-hmm. And a bunch of soldiers tried to hide in between the rocks there to, like, from enemy people.
Mm-hmm.
And some people got stuck there for days. And they, like, passed away there because of it. Really terrifying. But because of that, it's, like, a super big haunted, like, attraction place for people to go. So I could just see, like, this having, like, that same type of, like, energy of just, like, there were so many bodies there at one time that, like, that energy is just always there.
That's so scary. Yeah.
We still need to do a Gettysburg episode
because we should go to Gettysburg.
Terrifying.
Let's go to Gettysburg. I've never been. I've never been.
We need to get to Gettysburg.
We need to get Deesburg.
But yeah, that's just, like, what that reminds me of. Just, like, so it might be hallucinating. Yeah, because that's what they had to do as well, like, during, like, the war and stuff. Like, stack bodies and things. So it's just, like, especially for this place is probably an old funeral home, right? Mm-hmm. Like, probably, I don't know if it gets into it, but, like, I'm assuming early 1900s?
Maybe.
If they're selling in, like, 1986?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We'll have to see if it tells. If not, we'll look it up. But, like.
Maybe it'll forever remain a mystery.
Ooh. Wow, you really got him there. But it definitely freaks me out that, like, one, it could be, like, hallucinating vibes, or, like, sometimes there's, like, ways that people say you can, like, jump in time. So, like, maybe his brain is, like, physically back in the past. Seeing it, like, there's different theories on stuff like that. So, like, maybe he's seeing the past unfold in front of him because the ghosts are showing him. Weird. So he begged his parents to allow him to stay at the hospital, but they didn't believe him. So, like, this kid was like, I don't want to live here anymore, like, I would rather stay in a hospital.
Right.
And the fact that, like, a hospital is safer than a funeral home. I mean, I don't know. A lot of death be happening in both places, but, like...
That's true. But, like, there you get free juice. You're watched all the time.
Yeah.
Television.
I think there's a lot of haunted hospitals.
Oh, yeah.
Like, really, like, scary, scary haunted hospitals.
Yeah.
But, yeah. He was like, oh my gosh, down hospital street. Across from us. But, yeah, I feel like I don't... The hospitals freak me out, respectfully. So they didn't believe him, so he had to stay in the house.
Dang.
So later, Carmen accounts for another figure her son started to see. She's quoted in saying, my son started seeing this young man with long black hair all the way down to his hips. He would down to his hips. He grew that.
He ate that.
He did. And she said, he would talk to my son every day. Sometimes he would threaten him. Other times he would stand there and just say his name, which was enough to scare him. So okay, imagine.
Not so slay.
He's like, Philip.
Tiffany. Philip, Tiffany.
Philip. Ew, Tiffany, I don't like that.
Tiffany.
That's my nightmare. Stop looking Tiffany, at me like that.
Tiffany.
If you say wake up, I'm going to punch you in the
Tiffany,
face.
Wake up.
Logan.
It's so good.
I hate that. Nothing makes my skin crawl.
If you're a Mystery Files fan, next time don't say you watch the podcast. Go up to Tiffany and say, Tiffany, wake up.
I'll cry. I really don't like that. It freaks me out. Especially from a stranger, I think I'd pass out.
Yeah. Just saying his name is so mean, by the way.
Yeah, Philip.
That's so spiteful.
It's like, what are you trying to do?
Yeah.
if you say someone's name, you give them power. So maybe, like, the ghost was doing some reverse psychology to try to get him. I don't know. I don't know. I'm not a doctor. The Snedekers started to worry when Philip's personality began to change. He became irritable and reckless, often inflicting cruel punishments on his younger siblings.
Oh,
it's also, like, the cruelty on a younger sibling. I feel like sometimes siblings just be siblings. Like,
they just be fighting sometimes.
The amount of pain I'm inflicted and has been inflicted.
I'm surprised they weren't concerned about the poetry or any of the other stuff.
Maybe the poetry is the issue. That's the darkest thing.
Not Rufflin.
I mean, brothers. You'll see what he did. It's not like terrible, but it's not nice. Well, some of it's terrible. I'll get into it. On one occasion...
We both know what the bar is for sibling fighting.
Yeah.
So, we'll call it. We'll call it.
We'll tell you how it is. So, on one occasion, Philip placed Bradley on a gurney and spun him around until the younger boy begged him to stop. So, a gurney... I don't know. I mean, to be fair, when I watched this movie, they had the same scene of this, and I was pretty freaked out, so I kind of get where the kid's coming from.
Okay, maybe it was just, like, it was silly for a little bit, but then when it was, like, starting to, like, cry and, like, be upset. However, if it was me, for the beginning.
Yeah.
If I noticed my sibling was, like, scared. Screaming.
Yeah.
I would stop, personally. But it would be funny for the first, like, 2 minutes.
To keep going. Well, it's also...
Why do they still have the gurney there? Also, go to a dumpster.
Get rid of the stuff. No wonder there's a presence in your house because you have all the stuff in your house still. Maybe
Especially
a gurney. Like, that's probably going to hold some sort of something in it. Someone died on that, or something dead was put on there. Like, read the room a little bit.
There's so many faults.
Maybe it's your fault, dog. So, Bradley said, quote, "My brother actually had me lay down on the gurney in the morgue." Okay, it was in the morgue of the building. So, like, it's pretty scary.
Get rid of it.
"And didn't tell me what it was." And then the kid later said, "It did freak me out real bad, but I didn't want to run because of my older brother. You know, I had to look tough around my older brother. It was pretty creepy. It scared me pretty bad." Quote. So.
That justified.
And then on another occasion, Philip locked his brother in a chest and just, like, left him there for a while. So that's.
How long?
It doesn't say. He said he just put him in the chest and walked away. So I'm like, how long was he in there, though?
Was that in the movie?
I don't think that was in the movie. I don't think.
To be honest, I think that's more terrifying than the gurney.
Yeah. It's like,
That's, like, terrifying. Just, like...
I'd be freaking out. I feel like that was a scene in... This is a really bad movie. But in the Flowers in the Attic...
Were there flowers in the attic?
There's a lot of stuff happening in the attic, and it's really not right. It's just siblings being together.
Oh, incest.
Yeah. But yeah, I think maybe a person was locked in a chest in that movie. I think. But yeah, you just left him in there. What?
Off topic.
Yeah.
Kind of on topic. Did I ever tell you about a game me and my siblings used to play called Burial?
Logan, no. What do you mean? It's very suiting for this, though.
Okay. Yeah. So, there was a game we used to play where... If a sibling fell asleep on the couch, it was free game to take every pillow and blanket in the house, stack it on top of them, and then...
You're lucky there wasn't suffocation involved.
We didn't suffocate them. They would, like, wake up, and then they'd just be like, what the heck? It would only last for, like, a couple seconds.
It only lasted a couple minutes. Like they were just fine.
Like, the treasure chest. Like, oh, it's, like, funny for, like, 2 seconds. And then it's, like, not, you know?
Yeah.
It happened to me a lot. I'd fall asleep on the couch a lot, and then I'd wake up to my little siblings, like, my little sister and my little brother, sitting on me with a bunch of pillows.
Oh, my gosh. No, I'd be scared I was going to die.
There was one time I woke up and they were both eating lunch on top of me.
Pardon? Why are siblings just trying to kill each other? Like, what the actual heck? My siblings, Stephanie and Michael, literally one time, and they were like trying to see how long I could hold my breath in a pool, and they were just holding my head underwater.
That's Stephanie, that's so bad!
There's pictures.
Are you okay? Why are there pictures of that?
I don't know who took those pictures, but if you don't go on my Facebook, but on my Facebook, if you go back far enough, there are pictures of me in a green looking pool.
Stephanie!
And Stephanie and Michael and me like, oh my god.
Stephanie, that's so bad.
Yeah, and blame it on Stephanie and Michael. And they also convinced me to sit inside this little like toy chest, and they pushed me down the stairs. I lived.
That's this.
It's literally, I'm so like, is it that bad? I lived. I'm fine.
You're like, what's wrong with Connecticut? What's wrong with Pennsylvania?
Some of this happened in Iowa. Thank you very much.
Oh, so.
Not the pool thing, though.
Sorry.
Pool thing was Pennsylvania. Tee-hee-hee.
But that's like, so bad.
Yeah, talk to Stephanie and Michael about it. I lived, though.
They're I'm listening right now.
And I'm just fine, for the record.
How dare you?
How dare you?
Love you, Stephanie. Hope you're
love
doing
you,
Stephanie. Well.
Love you, Michael.
Friend of the pod.
Friend of the pod. Send love to your siblings. She didn't even say, oh, I love my siblings.
I don't watch the podcast.
You're right.
They're so busy on TikTok, or...
This will go, we can make this go viral on TikTok, and then they'll be like, ew, it's Logan, and they'll just scroll right back.
They've done that!
They would.
Abby saw a video of ours one time on her FYP, and she went,
that's cold. That's real cold. But yeah, is it as bad as being locked in a chest? I don't know. But then, perhaps the biggest change was his new prevalence toward violence. So he would attack family members out of nowhere, and this next thing, by the way... I have not been able to find more information, but I feel like they just brushed past it. So, at one point, he broke into the neighbor's home to steal a gun.
What? Okay.
And his goal was to, like, shoot his stepfather, Al. But, like, I found no more information. Like, and what...
Yeah.
What step
random...
in this process? Did they stop him from doing it? Like, how far did he get?
Yeah. Was it just, like, did he actually... be able to manage to get a gun? Did he just try to break in? Did he make it inside? Like, what's...
Well, maybe... Yeah, I feel like he just broke in and tried to steal a gun. But,
yeah.
Like, why is there not more information? This should have been, like,
such
the...
a left turn for him. I don't know.
I know.
That's
like, stealing a gun to, like, kill stepfather? Like, that's kind of whack.
That's very, like, very, very The Shining.
Very the... Yeah.
Very that.
Very... He's just influenced by the ghosts.
Well, we'll never know.
But the worst incident... came after Philip attacked his cousin Tammy, and it was a very aggressive attack. He was forced to spend 45 days in a hospital, so doctors he wanted to be the he's like, thank God I'm in the hospital. So doctors eventually... He was crying. So doctors eventually diagnosed Philip with schizophrenia after he told them about the entities he saw regularly. So, like, I don't know if this is the issue, guys. Maybe it's ghosts. Reconsider a little bit, but they noted that the medication he was on to treat his cancer could not have given him hallucinations or triggered any dormant schizophrenic illnesses. So, like, because his parents were kind of believing, like, it's just his medication.
I don't know what he was on. It was, like, the chemo or, like, whatever.
They were like, this medication, it's what making him see things. Like, this is why he's hearing things.
But it doesn't have those side effects.
Yeah, and it wouldn't make him get schizophrenia. Yeah. So, like, it didn't make any sense.
That's
insane. I know. The Snedeker family decided it was best to send Philip to live with relatives, and reportedly, Philip stops hearing voices and seeing spirits after this. So, like,
can
he
I
goes...
say something real quick?
Yeah.
It's a plot of Night of the Living Dummy.
Oh, to go
the second one, where they have the cousin or the nephew come live with them for a little bit, and he's, like, evil.
What do they expect? But this time, he stopped being evil, so, like, grow. A little different, because he stopped having all this stuff happen. So, like, the fact that they were like, yep, he has schizophrenia. And then we're like, actually, no, he's good. He just can't live at our house.
He can can't be his parent.
I just can't do my job as his parent and take care of him.
No, I can't just get rid of all the funeral materials at my house.
I don't think the funeral home's the issue. Like, I think it is, considering this is when it all began, but all right.
What if we need that gurney one day?
What if we need the blood in the basement to stay? I kind of like the blood drainage pit, personally.
I need that body tag.
I need those photographs. Like, you do not understand. Like, I need all of it.
I want to make collages.
My collages. So, however, while Philip was out of the house, the other children began to hear strange voices and see ghosts. So...
Oh, he brought it with him. Oh, no. It's the other kids.
Kids in the house are... Philip is gone. Not gone, he's alive, but he's not in this house.
He said, oh, that's fine, I'll just pick
I'm feeling
else.
Just fine. The siblings are now being attacked by these ghosts and hearing voices. So, like, imagine you're the parents and you're like, yep, we just told our other kid because he was experiencing this, he has schizophrenia, sent him to a hospital for 45 days, and now he's living with someone else.
Look like Boo Boo the Fool.
Like, open your eyes.
Wear your clown nose.
Wear your clown nose. So even Carmen, the mother, began to notice things. So what about you now, Carmen? What about you? Items around the house had been disappearing, but she had written it off, thinking the kids had moved stuff or she was mistaken.
Like, off her taxes or, like, what?
Oh, you'll...
I'm sorry, I couldn't
resist. You're such a silly goose. Things don't miss.
That was a good one.
You're so funny. Never changed. Good one. It was hilarious. Okay. So, but it obviously got worse. One day, she had set the table, and when she turned back around, the dishes had all been put away. So this is some, like, poltergeist vibes. Like, I'm pretty sure something exactly like this happened in the movie The Poltergeist.
When did that movie come out?
I think it was the 80s, was it not? Let's look it up. Poltergeist.
So I could see her being like... Because I know you said that there's, like, some fact or fiction about this case. It could be interesting.
1982 was when this movie came out.
So, like, so it would have been already a cult classic by then.
Yeah, I feel like I maybe know. There were dishes things with that. I know for sure there was the whole chair stacking scene in that movie, but I feel like there was also a dishes moment.
So correct were they me, put though. Away, like, back in the cupboard? That's such a funny well, thing to do to somebody.
Well, I feel like she had, like, done the dishes and left them out to dry. And then the dishes had been put away. Or she, like, set the table. Wait,
I thought it was set the table.
It was set then the table. Were, yeah. It was set the table. So she was like, time for dinner. And then it was just, imagine you go out of your way to put all this stuff out real nice. And it goes, nope. And it puts it all back. I'd be like,
that's such a clever why? Prank.
So silly.
Like, okay.
Yeah.
This ghost is insane because it's like, literally made Philip, like, basically be diagnosed with schizophrenia.
Yeah.
Made him torture his little siblings with very terrible things. And now he's just putting... Oh, his cousin, sorry.
Yeah.
Her
too.
My bad. Like, I guess cousins aren't family anymore to Tiffany.
You said siblings? Not cousins.
But it's just, like, so messed up. And then, like, his little thing is, what if we move the dishes? Wouldn't that I think be crazy?
I
think
it'd be so silly. As a ghost, if I just moved some dishes and made the mom feel like she's literally losing her mind. That'd That's be so funny.
Yeah.
It's comedy. For what? So then on one occasion, this one's also freaky. Carmen, while mopping the floor, saw the water turn blood red right in front of her eyes.
Jesus.
So imagine water turned into wine or blood. So she said the water gave off a smell reminiscent of rotting flesh.
Well, it's blood, girl.
It's blood. It's but blood. Also, like, reminiscent of rotting flesh, girl. How do you know what that smells like? Right? Maybe because she's living in a funeral home. Maybe when she moved in the basement and saw all that stuff, all that bloodied rags and whatnot back down there, you know?
That's crazy.
She's like, I think this kind of smells like rotting flesh. Like,
I don't know. Hey, honey, why does the mop water smell like rotting flesh?
Give us a whiff. Wouldn't you? Does that smell like rotting flesh?
Yeah, it smells like rotting flesh to me.
Type A blood for sure.
Yeah.
Like,
I'm getting notes of type B.
It's giving O positive. Is O positive a thing? Or is that like the red one or something?
I don't think type A and type B are a thing.
Huh? Yeah.
For blood?
Types of blood. I think A and B. Yeah, A, B, and O. But I don't think O positive is a thing, is it?
Oh, wait. It was.
Can O positive donate to anyone? Yeah. O positive is the one that you want to be, I think.
Then you can because it's diverse. It can be given to anybody.
Give it to anybody. Share your blood's off. Yeah, you probably don't.
Because I'm special. Oh.
I don't think you're special. All right. I don't know how special. So.
Enough to smell rotting flesh, of course.
I don't think you can smell the type of blood this is. But she and Al reported that their bed began to vibrate inexplicably.
Nice.
Feeling it like a pulse or a heartbeat. So they were like, why is my bed shaking in the middle of the night? Started getting really freaky. So then visitors to their home were also able to feel this shaking. Just in the house, not in their beds. Maybe in their beds. I don't know. It doesn't say.
Wait, so...
Yeah.
Off topic.
Mm-hmm. As always. I'm getting.
Today, me and Danny, I was sitting in bed with him, and I, like, got up, like, on my knees like this, and I just started shaking the bed really, like, like this, and he was just like, stop, I'm gonna throw up, because he did it to me yesterday, and he was like, I know why you don't like this now,
because I understand. Like, I also throw up.
It's just random. I'm just like, when I'm bored, I'm just like...
And now when he listened to this episode, you can be like, it's just the ghost, Danny. Chill out. Like
in the middle of the... He's sleeping like this, and I just start shaking.
Stop! And then you, like, lay down like nothing happened, and you're like, what? What?
That would be so mean!
I don't know what you...
Wait!
You felt what?
Tiffany.
Yeah.
Let's both, you do it to Benjamin one night. We both schedule it for like 1:30 in the morning. We do it to both our partners.
The thing is, if your partner wakes up during this, you can just lay down immediately. And then they're going to be like, why were you shaking the bed? And you get up.
I wasn't
like,
shaking
what?
The bed.
What are you, well, I'm so tired.
And we're great liars, so we can do it.
We're so good. We're such
actors.
We're
the only people who can catch our lies.
Yeah.
So.
The joy of having siblings. This is what you learn. The tactics. So all that stuff happened. And then Carmen also reported a terrifying experience she had in the shower. So the shower curtain inexplicably attacked her. So, like, it wrapped itself around her and she was unable to breathe. So, like...
Oh, my God.
That's, like... That's a nightmare to think about. Because, like, especially in one of those old... You know, like, those clawfoot tubs that have, like, the thing all the way around? Like, have the curtain all the way around?
Yeah.
Like, imagine you're in one of those standing free and it just... Yeah. Saran wraps itself to your body.
That's crazy.
So
like, it just feels that feels so animated. Is that
I
a
know.
Movie?
That I feels feel like that's something... I think it is in the movie, if not some other movie out there, because I've definitely seen this.
It feels
somewhere.
Like when you see like in horror movies, like even like Evil Dead or something, how they have like the branches that like come to life and stuff.
Ooh.
Like it feels like kind of that, like that type of like horror.
They're bringing
moment.
Some life to like inanimate objects.
Mm,
so
that's
like
crazy.
It's kind of like Brave Little Toaster gone wrong. It's just. Shower curtain?
Why haven't they... That's going to be the next horror thing. You know how they keep making
mm-hmm.
bad horror movies?
Yeah.
Brave Little Toaster's next.
That would be so... Like, it's obviously possessed. All those items are obviously possessed.
We should
like,
write it so we can get on it. And
so no
it.
One else takes that. It is... It's patented. It's copywritten right now.
This date.
What's the date? Tell them.
March 24th,
2024.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We said it.
No,
out
you
there.
Didn't
you
say
didn't
it.
Say
we
it.
Said it.
People out there honking, we are the ones to say this. So she gets attacked in the shower with her shower curtain, wraps itself around her face so she can't breathe. So she couldn't escape, and she was being pressed, like, in from all different sides. And then her niece heard her, like, struggle, and so she came in and, like, saved her.
Oh, her niece.
Her niece, Tammy.
Her knees. I was like, oh,
her knee
great
said,
knees.
Girl, don't you worry, I got your back. But, no.
You start talking to her. She's like, oh my god, it's talking.
My knee's talking. She needs some help.
She needs some milk.
She needs a glass of milk. So then, her niece saves her. And then light bulbs in the home gave off an unnatural glow. So whatever that means. Just like eerie and dimming.
I'm sure they're like dimming or just like... Ooh.
Giving creepy little vibes.
Oh, so is this setting up like a bunch of hauntings are happening like right after the other, like
mm-hmm.
boom, boom, okay.
This is like all the stuff that's going on with these people.
Okay.
So at one point, frustrated with everyone leaving the lights on and their claims of ghosts, of course, and Al is the one that is saying this stuff isn't real. So Al is like, claims of ghosts. Al had unscrewed all of the light bulbs, but even that didn't stop the glow. So he's like, why is all these kids leaving those darn lights on?
Oh, that's
but then
insane.
It's the ghosts making them lit up, Sir Al. Not your children. Believe your family if they say there are ghosts in your house. I'm sick of these men not believing their wives and their families. Like,
especially, like, after you unscrew the light bulbs and you still, it's still on. Like,
yeah.
That's weird.
This is just the ghost being like, stupid man, open your eyes. We are haunting you and you can see it clear as day now because we got that glow in our light bulb.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, it's always, I just makes me mad.
It's always the man.
It's always the man.
It's always
the
man.
He never believes it. So I feel like ghosts out there, if you're thinking, who should I haunt next? Choose men
exactly.
as your victims. I think it's about time for the ghost to be like, let's haunt some men up in here. Yeah.
Yeah.
Unless the ghosts are men and they're like, feminism is... Blah, blah, blah. And they decide to haunt all the women instead. I don't know. Ghosts.
Home Alone them?
No, haunt the women instead.
You said
women.
Home Alone them.
Home
I was
Alone
like,
them. I don't know what that means.
Like the marbles.
Oh, like make traps?
Yeah.
Yeah, for the ghosts.
Anyway. That's
crazy. Yeah, but the bulbs
this
didn't stop all the glowing.
Very Poltergeist, by the way.
It is, and I'm like, looks like they're making up some stories, but it's fine. So then they began to notice the pervasive smell of feces and decay. So they're smelling more than blood up in here.
I'm getting notes of feces.
It's giving decay.
It smells like decay.
Decay. So now they're really smelling this, right? So one night, both Carmen and her niece Tammy had a terrifying encounter. Carmen reported waking up in the middle of the night to a negative and heavy energy around her. She couldn't see anything, but what she felt was terrifying. Cold hands reaching and grabbing at her aggressively. So the entity then laughed a hideous laugh and went out the window. So, like, this thing starts laughing all crazy and then just, like, flies out the window. So, very cinematic, actually. So, like, aggressive, aggressive, aggressive. Ah-ha-ha.
Some of these articles that we do, like, yeah. just, like, I know that they're, like, you know, news. Like, it's the best evidence we have for some of this stuff.
Yeah, but
some
what?
Stuff like this is so...
It's like, is this real?
I think, I don't remember which one it is, but I feel like there's been other cases where we've talked about an entity.
Yeah. And shooting out the window. I feel like that's
like
been
very
a thing.
Recently.
Was it? What was it? What?
I think the Slew did that. Yeah,
the Slew, or was it like Jersey Devil or something? I don't know.
The Jersey Devil did the two and they flew out of her.
They're all flying out windows. Come on now. Yeah, so this
Just
thing.
Just close your windows.
Yeah, so I guess this wasn't like, yeah, close your windows. Come on now.
Put some jail bars.
Put some bars around those windows. So I guess Kelly, Carmen, and Al also had similar experiences to this with like the entity grabbing them and feeling the chill and all the hands and all that they felt.
Go back to the sleep paralysis thing even too, I'm sure.
Yeah, so then they all start experiencing it. So now it's really, it's coming down. And then in a TV interview, Carmen admitted that once, while running away from the home, her niece was also attacked. When asked why they didn't leave, Carmen explained that she didn't think it would make a difference. She said, everywhere we went, it followed us. So, like, her claim is that they tried to leave, but it followed them. Which, respectfully, I don't know if she really would have tried to leave and it actually followed them. Because why would it not have followed the kid who was, like, basically showing these signs of possession when he left?
Yeah, why didn't it follow them to the hospital? Like, is there a protective energy with that? Or, like, what?
With him?
You know? Yeah, like, just, like...
Yeah, maybe...
You know, hospitals have a lot of, like, churches there and, like, things like that. Or, like, maybe it's, like, a safe space, even though hospitals are, in sometimes horror media, like, terrifying and
They're
stuff.
The scary
so,
place.
I don't know.
I just feel like it doesn't make sense that it would
Unless it was
them.
Punishing them specifically. Like, they were mad that
they got rid of Philip.
They didn't listen to Philip.
Maybe.
So it's punishing them to make them see that Philip was right.
Okay.
I don't know.
It could be that, or maybe they're sprinkling some lies. I really don't know. It's hard to say.
Yeah. I'm just trying to find a narrative conclusion, which is lying, so.
Lies. So one night, while in bed, Carmen finally saw the ghost haunting her. So up to this point, like, she's really just, like, felt the energy, seen some stuff happening around the house, sees, like, the mop water turning into blood. Like, she's experiencing things, but never quite seeing the ghost itself. So one had long black hair, as we recognize from her kids telling.
Yeah.
So long black hair with black eyes. And the other had long white hair and white eyes. So like we're getting two sides of the coin. So that was the final straw for her. She was like, okay, that's enough for me.
Once she visually saw it, she said it's over.
Yeah, she's like, suddenly I'm understanding why this is an issue.
It's a wrap.
That's a wrap. Also, I feel like, why was the whole shower curtain thing not your final straw? But you do you, girl. It's fine. It's fine.
Yeah. You
so,
make your choices.
Yeah. This was the final straw. So that's when they called Ed and Lorraine Warren.
Bow, bow, bow.
Bow, bow, bow.
Hello.
So you were wondering, wow, when are Ed and Lorraine Warren going to make a little moment in this case? This is when. This is when.
This is when.
This is when. So Ed and Lorraine Warren were American paranormal investigators and authors associated with prominent cases of alleged hauntings such as Annabelle,
Work.
Amityville, Thanks. And The Conjuring. Check out those episodes.
Check them out.
Edward was a self-taught and self-professed demonologist, author, and lecturer. Lorraine was clairvoyant and a light trance medium, so they both had their own little things they could get done.
The little duo.
Little lovers. Also, I don't know how I did not say this earlier.
What?
Guess who was in my little town recently? Guess who? The actor that plays Ed Warren in The Conjuring, in this entire franchise of paranormal movies.
Why was he there?
I don't know. He was at my old job, but he was literally in my little town that I live in.
What?
And I missed him. And also, keep in mind, one of my best friends, Nadia, is literally in love with this man. Like,
yeah.
To the point that, like, at my bachelorette party, I did awful Photoshop pictures of this man with my friend Nadia. So, like, I was like, oh my god, I have to find this man. So, as soon as I saw it was posted that he was in my little neighborhood, I, like, sprinted down all the streets. I was looking for him. He'd already left.
Dang.
He'd already left.
He's already gone.
He's already gone. But,
already
like, dipped. I don't know how I missed that Ed Warren was literally in my town. Mr. Ed Warren from
was
the movies.
Like a horror con or something?
The thing is, I was quite confused because he was in town and also I did see this guy. I was sitting at a coffee shop, and while I was sitting there, I was sitting there, and there was this man that was beside me, mm-hmm. and I was looking at him, and I'm like, I know this guy. I could not figure out where the heck I knew this guy, and I kept like staring at him. And so this guy has like white hair, older guy. I'm searching on my phone. I look up like old man white hair actor, like the most basic thing ever. And then I found him and realized this man is in like the show Shameless, and he plays a diner owner for those people who know.
Oh, okay.
But the weird connection I did find was that he's also been in movies with that. In scary movies with the guy that plays Ed Warren.
Oh!
And I'm like, it was the same day that I saw this guy. So I'm like, I wonder.
Hanging out?
That's the thing. I wonder if they're doing something. Because I think he might have been in Insidious. This guy with white hair.
Oh, because they're doing Conjuring movies, aren't they? Yeah, they made a whole cinematic universe.
Yeah, so like Insidious is part of this universe, I'm pretty sure. So like, I'm pretty sure I saw that he was in one of the Insidious movies with this guy. So I'm like, what are the odds they'd both be here unless it's something together?
Like filming. Ooh,
yeah. And the next day. Exciting. Obviously, that guy was in Shameless. Mm-hmm. The next day, one of the main characters, Frank, from Shameless, was in East Liberty. And in my town.
My God.
I'm like, why are all these celebrities coming?
What is that place called? The coffee place that's down here. Georgie's.
Yeah, Georgie's.
Georgie's. My friend was there, and he took a Snapchat. He saw Billy Porter there.
What
he was
the
sitting
heck?
In front of him, like, oh about gosh. To order just, like, coffee. And I was just like, that's crazy.
I'd be in awe.
I don't know what I'd do. If I saw Billy Porter walking around here,
I'd be like, you're kidding me.
That's crazy.
But yeah, it's been a little central of celebrities. But I just thought it was weird. All these people had connections to each other, basically.
Yeah.
And they were all just in my town. But I'm just mad I didn't get to meet Mr. Ed Warren, actor man. I can't think of his real name.
Ed Warren, come back,
Ed please. Warren, please let me see you. But yeah, so these actual people, actual real life people are here now. So together with their team, they spent 9 weeks in the Snedeker home. So like they were really going big, going home. They were 9 weeks looking to get the full demonic experience. So during that time, they experienced all the Snedekers have reported. So like they were able to confirm all these things actually happened. Team members were slapped, beaten, pushed, slammed to the floor, and more. So like...
And more.
Join the party for more. But yeah.
That's crazy.
So like, they were all like, yep, this is pretty haunted, I'd say.
I feel like this place is haunted.
I feel like it's a little haunted in here. I don't know about you guys.
That's crazy.
But Ed and Lorraine, looking for a full picture, conducted research into the history of the home. They discovered that one of the morticians that worked in the home when it was a funeral parlor practice necromancy, and that's like the supposed practice of communicating with the dead, like in order to predict the future. So like they were really trying to like conjure up things
that feels like as evil as like you can get,
like
for
in a
this
funeral
scenario
home, you do not want to have people that are trying to talk to the dead people, because everything's gonna come talking, because it's like a portal. Like
that's literally a portal. As soon as you start talking to them, girl, that's an invite.
I'm like, I can't. And so there's also reports that this guy had infused the home with a deep evil. So, like, he was successful and got some really, really dark and evil things to be inside this home.
Yeah.
So, great for the
Monster
family.
Monster House.
Literally, I love that movie. But, yeah, really scary. So, not only that, but he had also participated and had been found guilty of more sinister and unspeakable wrongdoings. We won't talk about it, but if you want to look into it, trigger warning, go ahead. But, like, this guy was not good. This... old owner of this home, not good guy.
You're talking blood sacrifice?
I'm talking a lot. I'll tell you after. But not a good guy. So the Warrens declared the house to be infested with demons, quote, and rated the entity within a 9 on a scale of 1 to 10 of like how haunted it was, which I think is kind of silly. It's like they were like, I'll give this house a 9.
I'm just thinking they have like a scoreboard, like they're in the Olympics, like, you guys get a 9.
You get a 9. They walk by. I'm just like, that's a little silly. Like, what is their line? I guess like being fully possessed maybe is their 10, but the fact that like the people, the researchers, are just being like smashed into the floor and like
this is like a 9.
They're
this
like, that
the
guy's literally gonna hit into a wall, but like I think it's just a 9. Like, he's gonna have some brain damage.
People are getting hurt,
but like 9, it's fine. So obviously they were like, this house needed to have an exorcism, needed some help. So after the house was cleansed, the Snedeker family moved out. So they were like, okay, we want nothing else to do with this house. We are out of here.
Yeah.
So the Snedeker family story was made popular by the movie The Haunting in Connecticut, as we've said, and has come under much scrutiny over the years. And some details just never added up. So, first, the claim that they never knew the home had been a funeral home has been openly disputed. Because remember, that guy was like, I literally told you, don't try to lie. So the owner of the home has said that the Snedekers were fully aware of the house's history before they moved in. And then another claim states that there was a sign engraved called Holland Funeral Home inside the entrance when they initially viewed the property. So it's like, they're saying, hey, there was a sign that said all of this before you even moved in. And according to the Snedekers, though, the sign had been covered with plywood and was thus concealed from their view. So they were like, we didn't see a thing. I don't know what you're saying. We didn't see it.
I mean, they could have put the wood up themselves if they wanted to.
That's the thing. It's like, maybe they saw it, maybe they didn't. Maybe it was actually
plywood. This is why people post pictures on Zillow now.
Yeah, as they should, because stuff like this happens. Mm-hmm. But the owner of the home went on to say that the Snedekers invented the whole story. Mm. In a newspaper interview, he said, it's a fraud, it's a joke, it's a hoax, it's Halloween. So this guy was like, I'm going to make a really good quote for the newspaper.
He kind of ate them up. He
said, it's Halloween.
So it's Halloween.
It's Halloween. I just think that's so funny. He was like, I'm going to make a really good headline for this story. So, he then went on to say that the height of the paranormal activity started when the family was getting behind on their rent. So, it's getting a little convenient that now, oh no, you can't pay your rent. Now, there's some issues. I feel like this was also an issue in, I think, the Amityville Horror House, was it not? That they could not pay their rent. So,
yeah,
some people were saying they started making up stories for this.
So, okay, real quick. To be fair to them. Mm-hmm. This landlord person could have been a slumlord.
That's the thing.
And also, their kid had cancer.
Yeah. Be a little patient.
Have a little more heart.
Also, in 1986,
Yeah, have a little bit more of,
empathy,
a heart.
Something.
Like, I could see that they still, made it up and stuff, but it's like, you probably gave them no, last resort. And they said, I guess it's a haunting.
I guess we're going to be exercises and demons because they can't pay our rent.
Yeah.
So they moved out just before the eviction proceedings were complete. So they never actually got evicted, because I think if you get evicted, it can really
hurt your credit. Yeah.
Yeah, mess you up. So a neighbor even called them out on television. So this neighbor, Sally Jesse Raphael, had said they never had a problem until they got behind in their rent. So someone else is trying to vouch for this story.
Vouch for it, yeah.
Another neighbor, Catherine, claimed that the family had this plan from right when they moved in. And then Sandy, an upstairs neighbor, also refuted their claims. She said she had never seen nor
heard. The upstairs neighbor?
To Catherine. From my understanding.
Oh, okay. I was about to say. She's just in the attic?
Yeah. She's like, I don't know what you mean. Unless she lived there at some point. I don't know her story. But she said she had never seen nor heard anything supernatural in the building. So.
Yeah.
I don't know. Also didn't live there, girl. And if you did.
If you were in the attic, why are you in the attic?
You're not in the basement with the blood.
Is this Parasite?
So,
no.
No spoilers. Even though it's been out for years. Sandy has also been an employee of the real estate agency. So,
interesting.
Interesting, Sandy.
How dare you?
How dare you?
Sandy, how dare you?
Get a grip. She's still alive. Sorry, Sandy, but for real.
Sandy, if you're listening right now.
I swear to God.
How dare you?
I'm gonna put some, what am I going to do to you?
Some Florida water in your eye.
I'm going to put some Florida water in your sink. It's not even bad. Ooh.
I'm going to put some Georgia water in your sink. That'll get them.
Yeehaw. Georgia. Okay. So, the family had used to find the home, so she confirmed that they were totally made aware of that and that it was a funeral home. So, she's like, oh, they knew. They really knew. Mm-hmm. She also corroborated the claims that the Snedeker family had been falling behind on their rent. So another person's like, hey, they couldn't pay their rent. And in an interview, Sandy also claimed the problem started when Carmen told her she was having nightmares. So she suggested she should take some sleeping pills, but Carmen wouldn't. Instead,
doesn't sleeping pills make it harder?
I feel like that would make...
I thought sleeping pills make nightmares and sleep paralysis more compatible,
that's the thing.
Right?
I feel like that's when all the issues start popping up.
That's why you don't take sleeping pills, isn't it? I thought you've had times where, you're like, sometimes it makes me have weirder dreams.
Yes, melatonin.
Yeah, that makes you have worse dreams,
One melatonin never has really made me fall asleep. I feel like it's been, because I've been up until, 4:30 and really couldn't sleep that I've fallen asleep. But then I do have more vivid nightmares. But, actual, sleeping pills, I think, could give you some...
Yeah, that's what I thought, at least.
Yeah, especially if you really haven't slept and now you're getting it. I feel like it's going to mess with you.
Yeah, because your REM's trying to figure itself out.
Mm-hmm.
Your brain.
Your little brainstem. But then Carmen, would not take these sleeping pills. Instead, she said, no, this is crazy. She said, no, it's my father coming to haunt me. I'm calling the Warrens. So, for some reason, she had built this narrative to herself that, her deceased father was going to come haunt her. And I don't know the logistics of her relationship with her father, but, like, she clearly...
She's trying to find a connection, maybe?
Yeah,
she's, just trying to find rhyme or reason.
Mm-hmm, but she didn't want him to come haunt her, I guess. So she was like, no more of this, I'm calling the Warrens. That was, like, part of her final straw. So in one interview, Carmen claimed leaving the home wouldn't make a difference, as we'd heard, because it would follow them wherever they went. And in another, she said she was unaware of what was happening, stating it was just the kids being tormented. So, like, their story flip-flops around. Did you just see?
What?
On the camera. I just saw the biggest, like, orb fly past. I'll show you after, but that was really scary. Sorry. Weird.
That was
crazy. That was really freaky. Another neighbor, Joan, described seeing the family outside the house in the middle of the night on more than one occasion, claiming they could not go back inside. However, they always came across as perfectly happy, never seemed to be afraid, and they were always out there laughing and joking. So, like, I'm confused. The neighbor said she did see them go outside, so I feel like if something really scary were to happen in your house, your first instinct would be, okay, leave the house in the middle of the night and, like, figure out what to do next. But she also said, like, the family always seemed perfectly happy, and they were joking around, and da-da-da-da-da.
Why did you do that at, like, 2 a.m., though? Like, that's just, like, you can't prove that.
Yeah.
You can't prove that they were joking.
But also for children...
They're children.
That's a whole... Why would you as a parent be like, okay, kids, everyone wake up at 3 a.m., or, like, I don't know.
Like, if I was 8...
Mm-hmm. My mom
and my house
up.
Was burning down, and I went outside. I feel like I kind of be like, "This is crazy.
This is
kind of cool."
Yeah,
like and it's like awful.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Kids being kids, how dare they?
But also they're laughing. I'm like, I don't know. I feel like I'd be pretty afraid if I saw something in my house and had to leave the house.
Yeah,
and it's also like I think I may have already told you this story about the time I lived in the farmhouse and the screaming. Yeah. We were all screaming.
Yeah.
So, like, for those of you who don't know, a small little story. One time, we lived in this farmhouse when I was younger, and my sister Stephanie woke up screaming, and then we all started screaming because she was screaming. And I feel like that experience was so scary that I think we might have, like, went into the yard because we were so afraid, even though Stephanie, I think she just had, like, a nightmare or something. But, like, we all started screaming because she was just as afraid.
Group consensus. Yeah.
So I feel like this should have had maybe, like, this family should have reacted somewhat like that. Like, being so freaked out because their kids freaked out and, oh my god, they saw something, what they see, like, the hysteria.
Mm-mm.
So, I don't know. I don't know if the neighbor, what she was seeing them outside, happy and jovial, what if that was during the day? I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know, girl. So.
Could have snuck out, too. And they were also playing, weren't they? Like, whenever Philip did live there, like, he was being kind of, like, really rough with them.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not saying that's, like, that's what it is, but, like, what if it started that way?
But it's also, like, there can still be hauntings and, like, silly goofiness happening.
If your house is haunted,
you can
fun!
You can never laugh again.
Never laugh!
Personally, if you laugh, your house isn't actually haunted. So, like, because I could laugh, I can't see the shadow people in my room at night. Mapping.
Have depression? Try to be happy.
Just be happy. Get over it. That's literally their logistics. So, author Ray Garten was commissioned by the Warrens to document the Snedeker's experience in his book, In a Dark Place, The Story of a True Haunting. So, like, this book...
Great title.
...places out. Great title. So, during his process, he, too, had problems with the family's stories. So, quote, the family involved, which was going through some serious problems, like alcoholism and drug addiction, could not keep their story straight, he said in an interview in 2009. So, like, this is something we have not heard up until now.
Yeah, this
that
is
this
news
family,
to me.
Yeah, they're suffering with alcoholism and drug addiction, like, so they couldn't keep the story straight.
Which, again, like, not to condone, like, abuse, but maybe, like, explain it. It's also, like, their son had cancer.
They were going through it. And also, like, I feel like this is another thing that, like, they could still have been haunted.
Yeah.
While their kid had cancer, while they are struggling with this addiction.
Layers,
like,
of,
they,
like,
can still,
bad.
And, like, they can find light in some little spot. So for them to be like, they weren't actually haunted because they did this, that's very, like, close-minded to think.
I just, like, I know we'll get into it when the episode's over, like, when we talk about our overall thoughts, but, like, I just feel like there might be some lies with them, like, some, like, lies happening here, but I also just feel like everyone is just forgetting that they went through
something horrible.
Like, what?
And also, like, either way, they are people living in a funeral home. If I heard a creak at night, it could be any sort of little creak.
Oh, you'd have hysteria immediately.
Like, I'd be so freaked out. So, like, maybe if they did, like, stretch their story a little bit, okay, but, like, they probably have heard something here or there, a little bump in the night, but whatever. So, The quote also says, I became very frustrated. It's hard writing a nonfiction book when all the people involved are telling you different stories. So this part, this one threw me through a loop. It said when he went to Ed Warren with the problem, Ed apparently said, oh, they're crazy. All the people who come to us are crazy. You think sane people would come to us?
Oh my God.
Then he added, just use what works and make the rest up. Just make it up and make it scary.
No!
So when I heard this quote, oh, that was a gut punch in my soul because I know people are like, Ed and Lorraine Warren, they're not real, da-da-da-da-da. Like, they're making stuff up. This made me a little mad at Mr. Ed Warren because I'm like, if you think it's so easy. That must
have crushed your world a little.
Yeah. That's I'm like, crazy. Okay, just make it up, just make it scary. He's like, okay, get what you can with this book, but like, just make the rest scary if you don't know what to put for facts.
That's crazy.
I'm like, sir.
Okay. What a crazy quote. And
also, for him as a demonologist who goes to all like, has experienced so much crazy stuff, for him to be like, these people are crazy, you think sane people talk to me? That has, like, some weird, like, elitist mentality.
Aren't you, like, you're insane too then, right?
Yeah, I'm like, okay, you think they're crazy because they came to you for help? The person who is offering someone help, that is so, like, twisted.
Yeah.
Ooh.
That's can just, you like, imagine? It's even possible that, like, maybe they started as genuine and, like, they just started making more money or just, like, I don't know, just, like, whatever. Yeah. That's so, what?
But also, that's a very, like, insensitive thing to say. Like, they're crazy when their son was literally, like, diagnosed with schizophrenia because of all this. And, like,
yeah,
I saw one again, just so you know. Another, or whatever. Oh. But their kid was literally diagnosed with schizophrenia. So for you to casually... Yeah, I'm like, for you to casually be like, yeah, they're crazy. You think sane people come to us after they've been through that with their son.
You must have been gobsmacked. That's crazy.
Like, how rude, Ed Warren. I know we have the Warren files, but, like, I don't think you're still alive. But that was really messed up.
That was rude.
That was messed up, Ed. I'll say it. I'll say it. But, yeah, the fact that he was like, just make it up, it's scary.
That's crazy.
Really dumb. So, Garten, the author, did what he was told. He said, I used what I could, made up the rest, and tried to make the rest as scary as I could. So, Don't read that book if you want truth. Just saying.
Okay.
So, speaking of Ed Warren, during an appearance on this talk show, he would only confirm that Father A had performed the exorcism on the house. Father A, that's the name I give you. I don't have to give you anything, is what Ed Warren said. He was like, yeah, Father A, that's the name I give you. Nothing else. You don't need anything else. So, like, I feel like, why is he being so, like, snippy with everything?
That's crazy.
I'm like, I don't like this whole way he's painting this whole thing.
Yeah.
Like, Father A, I told you what I said, now get out of my face. Like, basically, that's the vibe I'm getting from this man.
Oh my God.
So, however, the Archdiocese of Hartford reported no officially sanctioned exorcism, right, had taken place there, and that they could not substantiate the Warren's claims. So, like, the Archdiocese was like, I don't know if we didn't perform an exorcism. I don't know who did. So the fact that he was like, Father A, like, it was just Father A. It's like, well, who was Father A if, like, the Archdiocese in Hartford, Connecticut is like, we didn't do it.
Who was it then?
Where'd you get it? Unless, like, Ed Warren did it. But, like,
Unless
they lied. So, though the exorcism cannot be confirmed, priests have come forward admitting to having been to the home. So, like,
okay.
Some priests have been to the home. At least they have, like, admitted to that much.
They had some people going in.
So, one even said he felt a strange pressure upon entering the house. So, like, one of these priests did say he was feeling a little something-something in the house. So, like, I feel like that gives me a little bit of, like, okay, this could have been real. Because one priest felt something, and a priest would be the person to feel it. I don't know. But, like, this whole situation with Ed Warren made me so upset. And also, like, what do you believe now? Like, how much of it is real? Like,
how much can I believe the family at that point, too? Because it's just, like, maybe it's not even the family's fault. Maybe it's literally Ed Warren's fault for making...
Saying that.
Like, not... I know the writer told the lies, but he was told to make the lies. So it's like...
It's like, what do you do? After he's already gotten this far in the book, and for Ed to be like, I don't know, make the rest up. It's like, well, you've already, like, gotten this far in the process of writing a book. You have, like, publishers who are taking on a book. Like, there's a whole process in that. So, like... He has to follow, obviously. I don't know. And I feel like even if Ed Warren was the one that said, like, oh, like, they're insane, whatever. Like, the family still could have been haunted.
Yeah.
I think it's just that, like, maybe Ed Warren and what he experienced there and what he and Lorraine and, like, their whole investigative team, like, experienced. Maybe that could be not as real, and that's what he's...
With the whole, like, flying against the walls and stuff
like that? Like, yeah, like, being beaten. Like, I feel like there's
no one
some
else
stuff.
In the family had that happen to them, other than, like,
not
the...
flying against the floor and, like...
Yeah, I mean, the curtain thing happened, but that's not as, like, extreme as what they were saying happened.
And, like, they'd
to
been
them.
Attacked, but, like, it doesn't specifically say, like, thrown to the floor or... I don't know. So I'm just, that's kind of all the information we have.
Okay.
How are you feeling? What do you think? How have your opinions changed on Ed Warren? Like,
you got me with the plot twist at the end there. I didn't know that about him. That's crazy. Mm-hmm. That's crazy. I wonder if that's common knowledge. And I wonder if, like, we're sharing it with, like, our audience too, like, saying that. That's crazy.
And I feel like I was a little blinded by... Just in general, just, like, the aura of Ed and Lorraine Warren, because all of these crazy stories... Yeah, like, they're ghost hunters. Like, they're surrounded with, like, this amazing thing of, like, going home, going to people's homes and, like, taking these crazy cases and fixing these problems. And, like,
I think there could be stems of truth in some of this stuff. Like, I could believe that there was real hauntings happening and that, you know, the schizophrenic diagnosis with... Philip?
Yeah, Philip.
Yeah. Just things like that happening. But I could just see Ed and Lorraine Warren coming in, like, really, like, twisting everything with, like, the whole idea of, like, the book and everything. I could see the stuff happening with the family even making up some stuff here and there. I really, I do have a hard time seeing that they didn't know it was a funeral home. If there was that much stuff in there, like, buying it like that. And also not throwing it away. It's like, okay.
Why are you keeping it?
But I'm also, like, on the fence because it's like, I really don't like landlords whenever it was like, as soon as they couldn't start paying their rent, they started treating them terribly.
Yeah.
And then all the neighbors, especially neighbors who worked at the real estate place, are like, oh, well, they're just bad people. I can do this. That's not a... objective third party. That is not a person to, like, have this. So it just feels like almost everyone in this story has, like, a bias.
Yes.
Right?
And I feel like the neighbors are also, I feel like they're, weirdos. Like, the classic neighbors that, like, just want to stir the pot and are, like, choosing this family to be the one that's targeted.
They when probably they... don't like that a bunch of kids moved in next door.
Yeah, and I'm like, they're already, that family is going through so much, and for you as the neighbors to be, like, trying, I don't know, it's just, like,
So I think that's where I stand. I don't think I have a side to, like, be on. If I had to pick one person out of, like, the three, I guess, that have been talked about, I'm still team the family, just because, like, be kinder if you're passed on your rent, or, like, they went through a bunch of stuff, and I don't know, even if they were crazy, just don't treat them nicely.
Just be nice.
You know? And especially Ed calling them insane. Like, I'm team the family.
You
team
think the same people
here.
Come to me?
Maybe some of the stuff they were saying wasn't true or might have been hysteria. Like, you even said, like, if I heard a little creak at night, I'd get freaked out. Imagine in a funeral home. Any little thing that happens.
And also them choosing the bedrooms they chose. Like, can you... if you're sleeping in a basement where they found all that stuff...
Really
funny. You don't think you'd have some nightmares or, like, be really freaked out? Because I would be.
The whole thing is, like, a mess. It's, like, just, like, everywhere. But I like it. It's fun. It's cool that there's, like, so many, like, different... avenues and things, and just, like, the plot twist of, like, people. This is great. And I like it.
I feel like you should definitely watch the movie if you haven't, because it really does paint this picture very
well. A mess.
Also, it's just, like, the plot gets crazy. Like, they make changes in the story, but, like, really good, really freaky, especially the ending of that movie. Highly recommend. It.
What do you think? Where do you stand? Because I know you had, like, just a big moment of disappointment.
Of Ed Warren.
Of Ed Warren really messing you up.
I feel like the only thing I'm kind of certain on is that I think Philip definitely experienced something. And I feel like I only really think that because he did go through these changes. He started to get violent. He started to have interests in the occult. Like... very strange things happening as soon as he starts. He's the one that's hearing all the stuff initially. He's the
really
one.
Weird dark stuff happening to him all of a sudden.
Yeah, and I feel like that makes sense, and I've heard that common in cases where there is someone ill, and, like, it's also something for, like, people who are more susceptible to stuff like that are people who are sick and closer to death, quote, just because they are easily to be overcome by dark entities and ghosts. So I feel like it would make sense that he would be the one for all that stuff to happen to. And it does make me sad that maybe he did have schizophrenia, but I feel like I would hate to see that just being
an excuse. The way. Yeah.
And especially, like, in the 80s, I don't know how progressive they started to get with mental health stuff, oh, but I feel like as soon as you're called schizophrenic, I feel like there can be a whole, like...
It's like a wrap of
you
just,
are,
like...
You are just that now.
You are condemned to, like, that role.
And I feel like for that kid to have already, like...
Been going through so
he's
much.
He's literally going through cancer treatments and has cancer. I don't know. I just feel like that makes me kind of sad, and I feel like they should have listened to him when he came to, with the issues instead of just being like,
not team the parents, maybe.
And I feel like it is hard because then I go and I think, oh yeah, Philip did do some pretty good. So now I'm like, I don't know. I can't say I'm team Philip because he did.
I literally was just thinking as soon as I said that I can't say I'm team Philip because he did bad things.
Yeah, and like the stuff that we said he obviously did, and then if you go in and look at stuff, he also did some other things that like I do not condone. I don't think we should be like, yeah, Philip. But I do think that he was dealt a very bad hand. And I think that's something to say that he definitely would have been a target for darker entities to take over. So
we should just blame the 80s.
Blame the 80s.
Blame
the funeral home, because obviously, and then we go back to the whole thing. It's like the people supposedly who had the house first while it was a funeral home were like trying to summon the dead. So like,
it was like that Spider-Man meme of them all holding like, pointing at each other. Like, who is it?
So like,
that's crazy.
I don't know. I feel like it definitely could have been haunted. Why would it not have been? It's a funeral home. But I feel like, especially since because the first people who lived there, the guy was like, I'm gonna summon ghosts. I feel like he definitely probably awoke something. And then as soon as Philip moved into the home, they were like, thing we can attach ourselves to because they are susceptible. And then that's when everything woke back up. And I feel like that would make sense. But I do think it is convenient for the family to live there for 2 years. And then when they're suddenly having issues with rent, now they're like, oh no. But I do believe it was haunted though. That's what I will say.
Yeah.
Ed Warren, get a grip. That made me mad.
How dare you.
That's how I feel. I think the haunting was real in some capacity, and people should be more empathetic and kind to people.
Ed and Sally.
Yeah.
Lock your doors.
I'm coming.
I'm on my way.
You're gonna get some blood water. That's all I know.
That smells like rotten flesh.
Rotten, specifically type O blood. Yeah. But yeah, that's how I feel. Yep. So... Now, what out there, what do you guys think? Was the home haunted, or were the Snedekers making it up due to financial stress? Believe what you want. But the real truth behind the haunting of Connecticut will forever remain
a mystery.
Yeah.
Thank you guys so much for listening and watching with us.
Thank you. Love you guys.
Please follow us on the Instagram at @TheMysteryFiles_. Follow us on TikTok at
The Mystery Files Podcast.
Follow us on YouTube as well. You can find us at The Mystery Files Podcast. I think it comes up immediately in the search bar.
Yeah.
Thankfully. Just let us know what you think of this episode, what we should do next, or what you think about this. This was a crazy one.
This was fun. Go get scared. Love you the most.
Yes, and we will see you next time for my case.
Yes.
All right.
Okay.
Goodbye.